Gabe Noronha is joining us. He's originally from New Hampshire, from Madbury, worked in the U.S. Senate, but he really was very instrumental in his role in Washington with the State Department in terms of dealing with folks like the Iranian authorities in Tehran. Has a great State Department knowledge. He's now with a group called Polaris, a leading national security group. So Gabe is nice enough to join us with his New Hampshire background as an expert more on the diplomacy and security around this story, which I think is a pretty major story, Gabe, as we begin our Monday morning. Thanks for being back with us.
Yeah, no, this has been a weird week. And actually, the commander of NORAD said this was the first time the United States has shot down anything over U.S. airspace. And in a week, we've had 4 object shots. So setting all kinds of records. You know, a lot of people think, you know, because it's the UFOs. Look, there's a lot of normal explanations of why this could either be China or Russia. Here's if I were China, here's what I'd be doing. China has gone from about 200 nuclear missiles in the last couple decades. They're going to be building that up to 1,500 in the next decade. They're looking for information of where they're going to send those nuke missiles to. And so a lot of what these spy balloons and spy optics have been doing is they've been going over our nuclear facilities, our ICBM fields, and they're probably looking for information of where to target their missiles and where those should be hitting. You know, the same could be said for Russia. They're always looking to get new spy information. And the reason that we shot down 4 instead of just 1 is after this Chinese spy balloon came over, we realized that the Chinese had been using radar signatures that were below our sort of normal threshold. So we expanded we changed our radar settings, and we found all these new objects that have been floating through our airspace. And so that's how we've been finding these things, and now we've been shooting them down, unfortunately.
But Gabe, you've been around this stuff in the State Department in Washington, dealing with, you know, for example, Tehran, Iran. I mean, serious adversaries or potential adversaries, and we've had issues with them more on the water, whereas this is air. How serious do you, given your background, how serious should we be concerned about this stuff, or is this normal? Can the diplomatic bandwidth handle it? China says one thing, but back-channel diplomacy, they know what we're doing, we know what they're doing, they claim that that they've shot down something that's ours. I mean, this stuff can escalate quickly. How concerned should the average person be?
We should be concerned that they're trying to put stuff in our airspace. That's what's most concerning to me. They think they can get away with it. They think that it's worth the risk of things getting shot down. So that's really concerning to me. I don't think they're about to launch a strike against us. I don't think any of the main fundamentals of diplomacy have changed. They just think they can get away with this, which they might be able to under this administration. They're not getting, here's the thing, we're not sending targets over them. We're not harassing them. And so they feel like this is a cost-free way to get people in the United States spooked, to get intelligence on us, and mess with us a little bit, all while collecting really important and valuable signals intelligence about our most sensitive military and nuclear assets and sites.
Gabe, I have to ask this question. Gabe Noronha with Polaris, depending on how you want to pronounce it, leading security group background, State Department, U.S. Senate. Gabe, how many more? I mean, should we expect more of these in the next days or week ahead? More of these incidents of us taking down these balloons as we find more? Are there more out there is what I'm asking.
There are almost certainly more of these out there. Again, and we probably should expect that we'll be shooting down more of them. Again, this is a pretty bad failure of intelligence. This has probably been happening over our airspace for years, and we really had no idea until a week ago when we changed our radar settings. That's embarrassing. That should get a lot of people hauled in front of Congress because of that failure of intelligence. So yes, we should expect more of this. Maybe the Chinese or Russians will realize now that we can see them, that they'll put an end to it because we won't be able to do it cost-free anymore. But I would say this is the start, not the end of this.
Well, Gabe, this is fascinating stuff. I think we're learning more here than the networks this morning. It almost would, if I was on the Chinese side or the Chinese government, it would embolden them a little bit in terms of getting them even more cocky or confident that, hey, look at these Americans. It took them this long to even know we were doing this.
The one thing I'm that makes me happy is hopefully we are doing something to them. Hopefully they don't know something that we're doing as well. We do have the best military in the world. We do have the best intelligence services in the world. But that's not just because we're Americans. That's because we've invested in those technologies, in that spending. There's a lot of discussions right now about whether to cut our defense spending. I think this is example number one of why that would be a terrible, terrible idea right now.
All right. Well, keep us posted if we can get you back maybe next week as well as an expert on this, with especially originally from New Hampshire, Gabe Noronha. Thank you so much, Gabe. I appreciate it on Good Morning New Hampshire, the Pulse of NH.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me, Jack.